Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. It was early morning, and I was meditating on what to share on the call. Two words leapt in my spirit. Booty call. My first thought was, Lord, I've taught that in my book, Debt Determines Your Environment. But it's very clear. He wanted me to expand this teaching and to share it with you on today's call. Now, the word booty is used in the Bible between 3 and 8 times, depending on the translation you use. According to Strong's Concordance, the word booty means to plunder or take spoils. Growing up, I was fascinated with the tales of pirates and swashbucklers who sought their booty treasure by whatever means possible. My favorite movie, pirate movie, is the 1935 classic Captain Blood, starring Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland. If you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor and check it out at your local library. Now, pirates would take booty, which didn't belong to them, to finance their own wicked lifestyle. I think it's fair to say that taking booty means something different, or taking booty means something totally different today. But because it's something that doesn't belong to you, or which may be given up under false pretenses or promises. But listen to what the scripture says.
Habakkuk 2, verse 7. Habakkuk 2, 7 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Shall your debtors not rise up suddenly, who shall bite you, exacting usury of you, and those awake who will vex you, toss you to and fro, and make you tremble violently? Then you will be booty for them. The New Living Translation of Habakkuk 2, verse 7 says it this way. Suddenly your debtors will take action. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless.
In the contemporary vernacular, a booty call is something, well, it's when someone initiates a solicitation, phone call or otherwise, to have an illicit, unscriptural, and sometimes sexual relationship with someone else. Regard for how the visit will impact the person being called. The caller will be certainly no long-term commitment in their mind, much less the desire to be around. I can tell you the enemy doesn't like this call because I just got kicked off. Anyhow, I'm back, and I apologize for that brief delay. Not to mention that a booty call is scripture long, several other factors consider. Momentary pleasure sometimes leads to lasting guilt until it's dealt with scripturally. A booty call gone wrong can result in an unwanted pregnancy and the responsibility of caring for a child, 18 to 22 years, if not longer. Now let's look at booty calls from a different perspective. Have you ever had friends who were close to you when times were good, only to find them nowhere around when the road you're traveling got a little bumpy? The kind of friends who want to join you when you're enjoying the good life and all it has to offer, as long as the things are going the way they want. These friends are excited when to dine with you at the finest restaurants, stay at the swankiest hotels, buy the newest electronic toys, Louis Vuitton purses, Usetta golf clubs, Versace dress, or Armani suit. These friends are happy, even when you go buy your groceries, as long as they can come along and look good riding in your Beamer Benz. What happens to these friends, though, when you can't or choose not to do the things you've always done? Sadly, you'll learn that fair-weather friends are going faster than a gallon of Rocky Road ice cream at a church picnic in July.
Jeremiah 30, verse 14 in the Message Bible. All your fair-weather friends have skipped town without giving you a second thought.
Who are these friends? Well, they're the manufacturers, advertisers, credit card companies who are making booty calls on unsuspecting believers 24/7. Have you ever noticed how they tell you how priceless life is until you've maxed out your credit card? Then the funny commercials, cute sayings, and alluring ads are moved on to make their next booty call because they're no longer interested in you. The unsuspecting believer, the one who's been seduced into debt, finds themselves with an unwanted berth. A bundle of debt is going to hang around sometimes for 18 to 22 years or longer. These friends, credit cards, charge accounts, revolving credit, were all close to you when times were good. They would call you, lure you to the latest and greatest deal. But when the road got rocky, you couldn't feed their habit. They were going quicker than my mama's banana pudding at a family reunion. Listen now to the New Living Translation of Habakkuk 2:7.
Suddenly, your debtors will take action. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless.
When you can't satisfy when you can't satisfy your friends, quote, not only will they abandon you, they'll take action against you without the slightest bit of remorse. You may have been treated very well by your best friend, the credit card company. But now, your faint memory of that booty call that's come and gone because they're plundering you. Make no mistake about it. These booty callers do not care if you can't make the minimum monthly payment. And they don't care if you get laid off your job. They don't care if your spouse left you and the kids with no visible means of support. They don't care if your sales are off. They'll leave you faster than you can sing you've lost that loving feeling when they can't use you anymore. That's just the way it is. The next time a credit card company gives you a booty call to plunder your hard-earned money, you know what to do? Sing a little Ray Charles to them. Tell them to hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more. There's one other thing that we feel led to share. Some people can't resist the temptation of a booty call. Booty call. I think I said booty call. Booty call. Your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. If the credit card company's booty call is too difficult for you to deny, don't put yourself in a position of your greatest temptation. If you're a credit card junkie, avoid the temptation. Do you think it's wise for an alcoholic to visit a bar? Is it smart for a drug addict to stop by and say hello to his friends at the local crack house? Scripture says avoid temptation. Jesus was continually warning his disciples about temptation.
Matthew 26, verse 40 in the Message Bible. When he came back to his disciples, he found them asleep. He said to Peter, "Can't you stick it out with me a single hour? Stay alert, be in prayer, so you don't wander into temptation without even knowing you're in danger. There's a part of you that is eager, ready for anything in God, but there's another part that is lazy as the old dog sleeping by the fire." In Luke 22, verse 39 in the Message Bible, Jesus says, "Pray that you don't give in to temptation.
Yes, but Brother Harold, it was such a great deal. I have a revelation for you. If you can't afford it, it's not a great deal. We've always taught our children, some have listened better than others, that there will always be a deal. As long as people are selling stuff, you'll always be able to find another incredible opportunity to spend your money. Now I want to share with you a scripture the Lord led me to a number of years. It is my scripture for shoppers, and it's found in Proverbs 4:25.
Proverbs 4, verse 25 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Yet let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose, and let your gaze be straight before you.
If you've got to go to the mall or go shopping, keep your eyes focused on your objective. Don't window shop. Do not walk toward the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity Blue Light Special. Keep your eyes on your target. Even after you arrive at your destination, do not shop at the 40% off display that's on the walkway through the aisles. The problem is, if you stop to look at it, touch it, smell it, try it on, you may not buy it today, but you're feeding the wrong thing inside of you, impulsive buying.
Matthew 6, verse 13. Matthew 6, 13 says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Your enemy, the enemy of your soul, is a master of dangling seductive bait, hoping that you'll take a bite and get hooked. Make no mistake. Buying money with stuff we don't have or don't need, spending, this kind of spending is a trick of the enemy. And the ultimate purpose is evil. We need to fix our eyes on the item that we went to purchase and nothing else. We need to let our gaze be straightforward. The Message Bible translation of Proverbs 4:25 says it this way. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Ignore all sideshow distractions. Their people paid big money to figure out how to get you in debt and keep you in debt. You know, I've done a lot of study on this over the years. And a lot of these companies do profiles. And they're going back to people who pay off their debts, but get right back in debt, or never quite get out of debt. You're targeted. You are a targeted booty call by the creditors, the manufacturers, and the advertisers. And they try to make everything look so good. Enjoy the good life. It's priceless. Well, being up to your eyeballs in debt is not priceless. It's not. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Ignore all sideshow distractions. And by the way, just for, because I've always thought this, people say they're going window shopping, but I've never seen a person buy a window at a mall. Listen, before you buy anything, ask God if it's what you need. In fact, you might even go to haroldherring.com and search for 9 questions to ask before going into debt. It's the first thing I wrote when I went to work with Brother John Avanzini 25 years ago. Is that right? Yeah. Actually, now 27 years ago. Wow. Long time. Hallelujah. Listen, I want to read you one more scripture. 1 Corinthians 10:13. My fine wife just handed this to me. It seems to fit. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may bear it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think on these things. Think on these things. And by the way, if you don't have my book, Debt Determines Your Environment, go to haroldherring.com, make a donation of any amount. I think the book's $17, $18, I don't remember. But a donation of any amount, and we'll send it to you as a gift. We will. It's a fabulous book. Not only does it talk about the scriptural aspects of why debt's bad and how to get out of it, but it gives you practical insight, things that you can do every day for 31 days to turn your finances around. Just go to HaroldHerrick.com, sow a seed of any amount. And by the way, if you can do more than the 16 or 17, that'll help me offset people who can do less, because I will not deny anybody this book that wants it. I will not. Well, hallelujah. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.